Good morning. My name is Brenda, and I will be your conference operator today. At this time, I would like to welcome everyone to Vesta's second quarter 2014 earnings conference call. Vesta issued its quarterly report on Friday, July 25th, 2014. If you did not receive a copy via email, please do not hesitate to contact us in New York City at 646-284-9406. Before we begin the call today, I would like to remind you that forward-looking statements made during today's conference call do not account for future economic circumstances, industry conditions, and company performance and financial results. These statements are subject to a number of risks and uncertainties. All figures included herein were prepared in accordance with IFRS and are stated in nominal U.S. dollars unless otherwise noted. Joining us today from Vesta in Mexico City is Lorenzo Berho, Chief Executive Officer and Chairman of Vesta, Juan Sotil, CFO of Vesta, and Ida Volska, Investor Relations Officer of Vesta. I would now like to turn the conference call over to Mr. Berho. Thank you, sir. Please begin.
Thank you very much, Brenda, and good morning, everyone. Thank you for your interest in Vesta and for participating in our conference call to discuss the second quarter 2014 results. Vesta captured further momentum in the second quarter of 2014, rounding out a busy first half of the year with important achievements, both in terms of our continued growth story and key internal announcements that further strengthen our company. I would like to begin by discussing these developments before handing it over to Juan Sotil, Vesta's CFO, who will describe our financial results. It has been 2 years since Vesta's IPO. Time has gone quickly, and the company has increased its gross leasable area by 40%. Our growth is based on a clear and consistent strategy focused on developing the most modern industrial portfolio in Mexico. This is a sharp-shooter strategy, supported more by clear goals and less by opportunistic decisions. We deliver on our promises by means of its correct implementation and effectively working in all regions where we have presence. The company has consistently shown its capability of delivering profitable margins in line or better than previous years. During the second quarter, the revenues increased 16.6% compared to the same quarter 2013, reaching $16.8 million. Net operating income increased 16.7% from previous year, reaching $16.1 million and 95.6% margin. We are currently developing 14 projects, which amount to a total gross leasable area of 3.5 million square feet and to be delivered by July 2015. Our portfolio consists of 15.3 million square feet of gross leasable area, which represents an increase of 15.3% over the second quarter of 2013. Our same store vacancy rate reduced 41% from 9.8% during the second quarter 2013 to 5.8% in the second quarter of 2014. The total vacancy rate decreased to 9.8% from 10.8% in the same period, mainly due to the signing of the lease agreement with Chrysler Mexico. The total gross leasable area for Chrysler is 467,854 square feet and comprises the entire inventory building known as S4 within the Vesta Park Toluca 2 complex, including an expansion of 166,463 square feet. Chrysler will lease the premises for a mandatory term of 10 years and will begin to pay rent starting in October 2014 for the first phase and in January 2015 for the remaining area. We believe that the perspective for the industrial sector in Mexico, and particularly for our clients and prospects, is excellent. The opening of the oil and gas energy markets to foreign and local investors for the first time since 1938, together with the financial, labor, telecommunications, transparency, and educational reforms, will increase Mexico's competitiveness, productivity, and faster growth. The implementation of the reforms is expected to be expedited, with bidding processes and investments starting on January 2015, surpassing the time that Brazil and Colombia took to go through the same process. Even more, the Ministry of Energy indicated that joint investments of $18 billion between the government and the private sector directed to transportation of natural gas will rapidly bring benefits for the low cost of this fuel coming from the United States. This is Mexico's most significant economic initiative since the North American Free Trade Agreement, and it will allow the industrial sector access to competitive energy prices as soon as 2018. It is also expected to generate an important growth in foreign direct investment for an additional $20 billion per year. Vesta is uniquely positioned to take advantage from this opportunity. Our management structure is national, with both a global vision and local insight in each region. We are planning to leverage on the new possibilities that are arising in the logistics sector, supported by the growth of third-party logistics, or 3PL, e-commerce, and the ongoing reshoring, nearshoring, and dedicated suppliers park trends. Mexico, it's already the 8th largest auto manufacturer and will be soon become the 6th largest global producer. Vesta is well positioned to capture the opportunities of this fast-growing industry. It is for this reason that we are developing the latest generation of industrial platforms, like the Nissan Suppliers Park in Aguascalientes, and the new industrial parks in Toluca, Tlaxcala, and Baja California. During the second quarter, the investment committee approved an additional investment totaling $23.6 million. $9.2 million for two new inventory buildings in Querétaro, and the remaining part for the acquisition of land reserves in Tijuana, Baja California. Vesta, as a development company, is constantly making efforts to improve its internal processes. We recently obtained the ISO 9001 recertification from Lloyd Register, an English quality assurance firm, and started the implementation of a new information system platform. Vesta will continue to drive its actions and decisions with its sharp shooting strategy, looking forward to the positive results that the reforms will bring about, and always working to fulfill our commitment to improve the company's performance and continue creating value for our shareholders, clients, employees, and partners. I will now turn the call over to Juan Sotil, who will provide greater detail on our financial results.
Thank you, Lorenzo. Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining us today to discuss our results for the second quarter of 2014. As Lorenzo described, Vesta capitalized on several opportunities in the second quarter that will continue to position us for growth in 2015 and beyond. Our financial results for the period were again strong, as I am about to explain further, and the company is in a good position as we continue the second half of 2014. To begin with, at the close of the second quarter, our portfolio consisted of 106 properties with a total gross leasable area of 15.3 million square feet, or about 1.4 million square meters. Our vacancy rate in the second quarter of this year again highlights the attractiveness of our properties, having improved to 9.8% from 10.8% recorded in the first quarter of this year. If we look at the total value of our portfolio in the second quarter, we are pleased to note that it is reached slightly more than $1 billion, including our land reserves. Since our IPO in 2012, the value of our portfolio has increased by more than $300 million. In terms of our financial returns, our total rental income reached $16.8 million during the second quarter, which was a solid increase of 16.6% from the same period in 2013. The revenue growth in the second quarter stems mainly from a 20.9% increase that we saw in rentals of a space that was vacant in the second quarter of 2013. It was also positively impacted by a 1.9% increase related to the inflationary adjustments made in the second quarter of this year on property already rented. However, this increase in revenues was partially offset by a 3.5% decrease related to the lease agreements that expired and were not renewed during the second quarter of last year or the second quarter of this year. A 0.3% decrease related to lease agreements which were renewed during the second quarter of this year for a lower rental rate. A 1% decline in rental income due to the effects of conversion of rental income denominated in pesos to dollars, and a decline of 0.7% in expenses that we made on behalf of our clients and that were later reimbursed and have not been considered as rental revenue. Operating costs during the second quarter of this year amount to $0.9 million, which is 9.9% more than the $0.8 million of the second quarter of 2013, and of which $0.7 million pesos is directly related to the cost of the investment properties that generated rental income. This increase in our operating costs stems mainly from our utility costs related to the properties like electricity, water, and security. In terms of our property taxes, this did not significantly change from the second quarter of last year to the second quarter of this year. The property taxes are paid in pesos. Starting in the second quarter of 2013, the company is accruing on a quarterly basis the property tax payment that it is paid in the first 3 months of the year. That did not generate rental income during the year decreased 0.2 million or 11.8%, and it is mainly explained by two items: the decrease in other costs related to the property, which consists mainly of commission paid to the industrial parks where we maintain the land reserves, payments of electricity and security, and a decline in maintenance costs in 2014 in the second quarter. As for this quarter, Vesta recorded a gross profit increase of 17% to almost $16 million. Turning now to our admin costs in the second quarter of 2014, this totaled $2.3 million, and we saw an increase of $1.1 million compared to last year due to the salaries and the administrative expenses of the portfolio and our employees. In terms of our EBITDA performance for the quarter, we're pleased with the healthy growth as we saw a 9.1%, which amounts to $13.6 million compared to $12.5 million in the second quarter of 2013. Moving on to the other income and expenses in the second quarter of this year, this amounted to an income of $8.4 million. The income is mainly explained by a gain of $13 million from the revaluation of our, which was completed this past July and resulted in a larger gain compared to the valuation done last year. It is important to note that the valuation effect reflects the condition of the real estate market observed at that time. The total other income was also impacted by a substantially lower income expense resulting from the exchange loss in the second quarter of 2014. During this second quarter, income before taxes amounted to $22.1 million compared to $0.4 million in the second quarter of 2013. Income taxes for the second quarter amounted to an expense of $7.1 million compared to an expense of $8.7 million in the same period of last year. This decrease is primarily due to the difference in deferred tax expenses between the quarters ended in June 2014 and in the same period of last year. Overall, Vesta profit at the close of the second quarter of this year amounted to almost 15 million, compared to a loss of 8.3 million that we recorded in the second quarter of 2013. Our total comprehensive income for the second quarter of 2014 was strong, coming in at 16.3 million when compared to 0.6 million in 2Q13, and it reflects the foreign exchange variation in the capital accounts of WTN, our only subsidiary which uses the peso as its functional currency. Turning now to our balance sheet, Vesta cash and cash equivalents amounted to 176.8 million by the end of the second quarter of this year, compared to 241.3 million recorded in December of last year. Operating activities generated cash flow of 19.5 million and US 15.6 million during the second quarter of this year and last year respectively. I would like to note that our capex during the second quarter of 2014 amounted to 26.34 million with investment activities related to the progress in the construction of a new building in Bajío, Toluca, Aguascalientes, and Baja California. Additionally, during the quarter, Vesta acquired land in Ciudad Juárez and Tlaxcala for the construction of the complex for BRP and the development of an industrial park and building for potential suppliers of Audi. As of the second quarter of 2014, Vesta total outstanding debt reached $310.9 million, of which 3% or $8.4 million is related to short-term debt, while the balance or 97%, $302.52 million, represents long-term debt, both contracted with GE Capital. As Lorenzo commented on earlier, Vesta had a busy first half in this year, and our second quarter results were strong. We have worked hard to take advantage of the opportunity that continue to present themselves in Mexico, and as you know now, more than ever, we are working on multiple deals. In addition, we currently have 133 million in projects under construction, four of which we expect to complete by the end of the year. These being Nissan, the property in Tijuana, El Florido, BRP Phase 3 in the industrial park in Querétaro, and another building in our new industrial park in Toluca, the S2. And the remaining projects are slated for completion at various times during 2015. Through all of this activity, we have remained attentive to our financial position and to retain a strong balance sheet, with the intention to ensure that the rapid growth we are experiencing is sustainable, and we feel this has been demonstrated with each quarter. As we look forward for the second half of the year and beyond, we are confident that Vesta will be able to maintain our upward trajectory and create value to our shareholders. At this point, I would like to open the floor for questions and answers. Brenda, we're ready to take any questions.
Okay, certainly. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. A confirmation tone will indicate that your line is in the question queue, and you may press star 2 if you would like to remove your question from the queue. For participants using speaker equipment, it may be necessary to pick up your handset before pressing the star keys. Once again, that is star 1 if you wish to ask a question at this time. And our first question comes from the line of Ariel Amar with Itaú. Please proceed with your question.
Good morning, Lorenzo. Good morning, Juan and Iga. I have one question regarding the recent new movements of a lot of automakers recently announcing their plans to amplify their investments in Mexico, and some of them are investing billions in new plants. And you guys have a typical expertise in building park-to-suits, which, in my opinion, would be very sought after because of these gigantic factories. There comes the need of suppliers to be close by, and therefore, your know-how would be handy. With that background, I have a few questions. So first, how is the demand on that front? So how are negotiations going? Are you getting a lot of people looking for you? How's the demand on that front? And my second question is how is the competition on those Park II suits? Because, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think that this is a very specific know-how. Are there many other companies who have the know-how on developing Park II suits? And how has been the competition between you guys and these other companies? Thank you.
You're welcome, Ariel, and thank you for being at the conference, and thank you very much for your important questions. Well, first of all, as you described, what we have been experiencing in the last 2 years has been completely a record in terms of the amount of new investments that have, especially from the automakers, auto manufacturers, that have decided to open platforms or expand the platforms in Mexico, especially as part of the North American region, which they have found very competitive. They like the logistics, they like the infrastructure that we have. Of course, they would like to take advantage of the free trade agreements that we have with 45 different countries and the location of Mexico. We are very well connected to the North American market, but also to also the domestic market, which is important and increasing, and also the fact that we are close to South America and we have access to both oceans. I would say that those are some elements of these companies deciding to come into Mexico. The second thing is that Mexico, since the 60s, have developed infrastructure in terms of suppliers of automakers, which is important. Not only the competitiveness directly that they gain, but how they trigger and increase and leverage their competitiveness by developing all the supplier base. So some of that is already established, so that nothing stops the former established suppliers already in Mexico to be able to supply new plants. But many of them, culturally, they have chosen their own suppliers. And some of them, for example, the Japanese, what we have seen, we have experienced that they like to work with Japanese companies or Asian companies. That's something that culturally they have been doing. So some of them are bringing many suppliers. So that is why that is very these are very good news for Mexico, and that's why Mexico is increasing from the eighth manufacturing country in the world today. It was supposed to get to, in 2020, to the sixth largest manufacturing country, and it's going to be sooner than that. So having said that, let me tell you, Vesta anticipated to this opportunity by approaching and developing a complete different concept, which is, as you well said, the Park II suits. And the Park II suits are, for many people that are not familiar, these are what a build-to-suit is to one tenant and one building. A park-to-suit is a whole development to approach the whole supply chain of one industry coming basically at the same time. And the approach is completely different. We have our own knowledge and know-how, and that's why we have been at least asked in advance to participate in some of these projects as we are targeting. We have done that both in the aerospace business as in Querétaro. Right now we are doing that, the same thing with BRP, with their suppliers, and then also in the auto in the auto industry with the Nissan. Now, you are asking about the negotiations. Unfortunately, I cannot tell you what negotiations were on the now, but of course, this is one, as we have described, this is one specific pipeline of Vesta, and we will keep approaching those as long as they meet the criteria of our investment committee. And we are very disciplined on that. We love to find deals as the ones that we have found with the kind of terms that we feel comfort with, with the kind of value that we can bring to the shareholders, and that it matches specifically our strategy. We will not be taking some of these deals when they do not give us the kind of terms that Vesta's investment committee and board, because of the size, are happy with. So we will keep approaching. We see a lot of potential in this. Now, coming to the competitors, I think it is not for us to describe the if a competitor has the expertise or the enough credibility that is required to develop a whole park-to-suit for companies such as the ones that we recently have announced their investments or the new coming investments into Mexico. What I can tell you is that these companies cannot put into risk their startup operations because they made the wrong decision of who is going to be the developer of the immediate industrial park supplier. They will make sure, or they have, they will be, they could make a big mistake if they chose the wrong developer. I'm very confident about the capabilities that we have developed, about the concepts that we have developed with Park to Suits, and we will bring also new concepts within 2015 that you will be knowing next year. Competition at the local level is strong, not necessarily as Park to Suit, but as customary parks that are being developed as some ensemblers decide to do their investments. So it is not strange to see other people buying land and starting developing small parks or some parks who may not be the immediate park with some of these benefits, but they could take maybe some of the tier 2 or tier 3 suppliers that are also needed for the whole complex.
Thank you very much. That was very clear.
Thank you, Ariel, very much for your question.
Thank you. And once again, that is star 1 on your telephone keypad if you wish to ask a question at this time. And we'll hold for one more moment to see if there are any more questions. Again, that is star 1 on your keypad if you have a question at this time. Okay, and it seems that we have no further questions. I'd like to turn the floor back over to management for closing remarks.
Let me thank all of you for attending the conference, and let me point out that on our quarterly report, we take a new approach to reporting our projects. This time around, we are being very clear about our all of our construction pipeline. This quarter in particular, we have one of our strongest construction pipeline. And in order to dispel any doubt about when are we going to complete each project, in each project we put the expected termination date. And this is new information, and I'm sure that you will find helpful. Thank you very much for coming to this conference. And if you have any more questions, please don't hesitate to contact us.
Okay. Well, I want to thank all of you for participating in this second quarter conference for PESTAS, we look forward to speaking with you again. When we release our third quarter 2014 results. However, if you have any questions, as Juan just mentioned, in the meantime, please do not hesitate to contact us or our investor relations department with any questions that you may have. Thank you very much and have a great day.